All right, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to invite you, if you're able, those that are able, to stand one more time. Turn to your neighbor, your neighbors, and say, "This room is a whole lot nicer with you in it." All right, let me go ahead and invite the youngest among us. You are dismissed, released, free to go to Children's Church. For the rest of us, we are going to continue today in our journey through the letter known as 1 John. And today that means we come to chapter 4, the first six verses, chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. If you're grabbing a pew Bible, 863, the words will be on the screen behind me. And Cliff's going to come and read for us, and then we'll pray and get to work.
Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood.
All right, let's pray. God, we thank you as always for the gift it is to gather together, to be in your presence. And so we thank you for these moments we have together. And as we now lean into your words help us to listen and to receive what you have for us, that we might be shaped and we might be formed by your grace and love. We commit this time to you for your purpose and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. This is from the 13th century poet, the Persian poet Rumi. Let yourself be silently drawn by the stronger pull of what you really love. It will not lead you astray. And maybe that is what John is saying to us today. Because along with that inner voice, think last week, along with that inner voice is a whole world of voices. Demanding our attention, demanding we notice, competing for our time, our energy, our hearts, our minds. Some are loud, some quiet, some direct, some subtle, each claiming its own importance. Poetically speaking, pulling at us, right, in a thousand different ways. And that's where John meets us today. Chapter 4 and verse 1, we read, "Dear friends," keeping in mind this is a term of endearment, right? This is a letter of love. "Dear friends," John writes, "do not believe every spirit." Believe, again, from that word pistuo, and pistuo carries the weight of trust. And so John says here, do not trust, do not rely on. We could say, do not follow in the way of every spirit, from the Greek pneuma. And contextually speaking here, Pneuma would be that voice or those voices that influence toward a particular way of doing life. And John says, look, don't trust, don't rely on, don't follow every voice, every influence that comes along. But he says, test, dokimazo in Greek, meaning to inspect or to examine. He says, the spirits, to see whether they are from God. In other words, notice whether or not that voice, those voices, align with the heart of God. For because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Right? Because there are all kinds of voices with all kinds of ideas about how you should do life, about how we do life. Voices that are influential, that are powerful, that are forceful, voices that are persuasive, enticing, attractive, voices that are tempting. And notice the invitation here. It doesn't say to ignore or to kind of shut all of that out, right? But as we shall see, the call is to listen carefully, maybe even differently. And that matters because if we're not careful, right, the voices can and will and do shape who we are and who we are becoming. And so listen carefully. John says, even differently. Which is why he then continues, this is how you can recognize the Spirit of God, right? How we can know if that voice aligns with the heart of God. This is how we could say, again, poetically speaking, how you can let yourself be silently drawn by the strong pull, the stronger pull, trusting it will not lead you astray. He says, every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus, he says, is not from God. And notice here, John, he doesn't give us a long list that we have to some kind of work out, sort out. He doesn't give us a bunch of rules that we have to figure out, right? He brings it back to Jesus. He centers it all on Jesus, right? Every spirit, every voice, every influence that acknowledges Jesus has come in the flesh is from God, right? Is in alignment with God. That is to say, the way, the love, the life of God is here now present in the person of Jesus. Which means the question then becomes, do I find the way of Jesus? Do I find the way of Jesus being revealed? Do I find the life of Jesus, right, being reflected? Do I find the love of Jesus, right, present, here, now? Not with words and speech, but actions and in truth. Think a couple weeks back. Right, because again, there are all kinds of voices, right, that do not align, that do not reflect, that do not reveal the way of Jesus. And that spirit, that voice, that influence, John says, as you know, is coming and even now is in the world. Right? Again, competing for our attention, demanding to be noticed, to be heard. And John says, look, you are from God. You are aligned with God. And in that space, you have overcome. You've overcome those spirits, those voices, those influences because, and we can think again to last week, in the same way that God is greater than our hearts, so too, he writes, the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Right? In other words, again, there is something more trustworthy than all those voices. There is a presence greater than whatever influence is grabbing for our attention. Those voices, John says, do not have the final word. They, John says, are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. And whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. Which is to say, in effect, that voices gather people. Right? Voices form communities. What we care about, what we find to be important, what we want, what we pursue, what we value. And over time, those voices begin to develop what John calls here a viewpoint. And what happens then is over time, that viewpoint now develops us, now shapes us, now begins to form us, right? Our way of being in the world, of doing life and relationships. Noting John says, this is how we recognize, right? Those voices, he says, they come by way of, he says, listening. The way that we recognize those voices, he says, it comes by way of listening from akouo. And we find this scattered throughout this text. Over and over again, he speaks of this listening. Akouo in the Greek, it means to hear or to listen. It's this idea of to pay attention. And with it, there is always a response. It flows out of the Hebrew Shema, also to hear or to listen. But it's listening in such a way that it begins to order your life. So listen in such a way that it begins to kind of shape how you show up. How we engage with others. And that kind of listening, carefully, differently, moves us then from what are those voices out there and asks of us, which voice am I listening to? And I think that's our invitation today. Right, in a way, again, similar to last week, you know, the call to rest. Today we're called to listen. Right, in a world of voices, to listen to the voice of the one who is greater and the one who is, John says, in you. Right, to listen to the voice that reflects the life and love of Jesus. And to let that voice shape your life. To let yourself be silently drawn by the stronger pull, trusting it will not lead you astray. And so before the worship team comes up, as we do, I want to give us some little bit of time to sit and to reflect and to consider, where in my life do I notice the competing voices most clearly? Where do I notice those voices? Last week it was that inner voice. Today it's those voices out there, competing for your attention, defining what relationships look like, what success looks like, what values look like. And so where in my life do I notice these competing voices most clearly? Right? And a lot of times they're voices that are pretty enticing. They're persuasive. We can ask, what voices have I been listening to lately? We can consider, what are those voices forming in me? And how are those voices shaping what I want what I pursue and what I value. And then to come alongside that, we could ask, where in my life do I sense God calling me to listen and to respond? In the midst of all the voices, where in my life do I sense God calling me to listen and to respond? Where is God inviting me to trust that the one in me is greater? To trust the one in me is greater. What might it look like to align more closely with the voice of Jesus? Right, to reflect his life, to reveal his love. Right, again, not in words and speech, but with actions and in truth. And what one small step will I take to live from that voice today? What one small step? To let yourself be silently drawn by the stronger pull. It will not lead you astray. For the one who is in you is greater.